With me is food critic, author, and TV presenter Matt Preston, giving us his top tips for some basic bits of cooking. And my wife's a fish-eating vegetarian and wants salmon, and I'm terrified of it. Matt, salmon, help me.
Oh, gee, look, I mean, number one, slice it thin, serve it as sashimi with crispy vegetables, a little Japanese dressing. That's a great way. Number two, toss in a homemade teriyaki sauce and pan fry it. It's great. But if you want crispy skin salmon, which is kind of like the holy grail of salmon, four commandments that are essential. Number one, take your salmon fillets and dry them with either a paper towel or kitchen parchment to suck as much of the moisture, because crispy skin needs to be dry skin when it cooks in the pan. Then you put salt over the top and leave it for at least half an hour. When that time is over, that salt's going to draw more moisture out of the skin. You're then going to use a blunt edge of a knife. You're going to scrape the salt off the skin. You're going to pat the skin dry again because the salt will have drawn out water. And then when you've done that, you're going to lay the fillet skin side down in a cold frying pan and put it on a medium heat and just bring the heat up. You'll cook for about 4 to 5 minutes. And when the skin is crispy, and it's that lovely kind of scratchy sound when you run your spatula on it, flip it and finish for another 2 minutes until it's just cooked through. You can just take it off like that and serve it. That's kind of this plancha style, where it's only cooked on one side. The other great thing to do, which is brilliant for salmon, is to bury it in a combination 50-50 brown sugar and salt until that becomes liquid, because all the juice has been soaked out of the salmon, and then just slow roast that or hot smoke that, and you get this kind of candied, cured salmon that is absolutely addictive. And you don't need much. You can just crumble that through like an Asian slaw with a Thai peanut dressing, and you get these, you know, lovely, fresh, healthy flavors. And every so often, this super sweet, salty bit of fish that's kind of like, it's kind of like getting the prize in the Lucky Dip.
That sounds utterly fantastic. Food critic, writer, and TV presenter Matt Preston's book, The Simple Secrets to Cooking Everything Better, is in good bookshops now.